Now, well, next to the news that Nikita Hand is to sue Conor McGregor, as well as a couple the MMA fighter had intended to call to give evidence in his own legal appeal. Yesterday, a court dismissed McGregor's appeal against the verdict of a civil jury that he had raped Ms. Hand in a Dublin hotel. For more, we can talk to our legal affairs correspondent, Orla O'Donnell. Orla, will you remind us of the evidence that Conor McGregor had wanted to introduce?
He wanted to call evidence from a couple who said they had been Nikita Hand's neighbours. Samantha O'Reilly and Stephen Cummins said they could see into Ms. Hand's house from their bedroom in a house opposite hers. And in sworn statements, they suggested there'd been a row on the night of the December the 9th, 2018, the early morning of December the 10th. And they suggested that Nikita Hand's former boyfriend had assaulted her after she had been out with Mr. McGregor on December the 9th. And Mr. McGregor said this was an explanation for her bruising. Now, Nikita Hand said their statements were lies. And for example, she pointed out that she knew their house and she knew that their bedroom was not at the front of the house and so was not overlooking her house.
So what did the Court of Appeal say about all of this?
Well, in its judgment yesterday, the Court of Appeal dealt with this issue of the new evidence at length. And it said Mr. McGregor's abandonment of this evidence in what it said were somewhat mysterious circumstances with no plausible reason completely vindicated Ms. Hand's position. It also said that Mr. McGregor mounted a root and branch attack on the jury's verdict and on Nikita Hand's testimony by trying to deploy this new evidence. And to mark its disapproval, it awarded her the costs of this issue, of the motions that were brought in relation to this issue, at the highest possible level to mark, as I say, its disapproval. Now, Nikita Hand, after proceedings concluded in the Court of Appeal yesterday, her legal team lodged papers and she's now suing Conor McGregor and the couple for damages, claiming they engaged in malicious abuse of the process of the court.
What happens next then, Orla?
Well, it will take many months, at least many months, before this new action comes to court. Mr. McGregor has said that he intends to fight on. He's been posting on social media, as he does. But if he wants to appeal yesterday's decision, he will have to get the Supreme Court's permission. And they will only allow an appeal if it's in the interests of justice or if it raises a ground of general public importance. The appeal court has already referred the issue of the new evidence to the Director of Public Prosecutions to investigate possible perjury. And so Nikita Hand has said she wants to move on and heal, but it seems that there's a lot more left in the legal process yet.
Orla, thank you. That was our legal affairs correspondent, Orla O'Donnell.